please call the roll?
Right. Davis? Here. Mackey?
Here.
Ms. Fishman?
Here.
Busby?
Here.
Chairman Martin?
Here.
Ms. McColl is absent.
All right, the first thing on the agenda this evening is to review our minutes from the October 21st board meeting. Anybody have a motion to approve these minutes?
I move to approve the amendment, to approve the minutes.
Is there a second?
Sorry, Frank, sorry, but I apologize. It says October 21st on the top, but it's November 18th as listed in the body and on the agenda as November 18th.
Okay, so Ms. Davis has moved to approve the minutes of November 18th. Do we have a second?
A second.
Any discussion of these minutes? On the motion to approve.
Sure. Ms. Davis?
Yes.
Mr. Yanaki?
Yes.
Ms. Fishman?
Yes.
Mr. Crosby?
Yes.
Chairman Martin?
Yes. All right, the next matter on the agenda this evening is we have two pre-filing conferences that we're going to go through. So everyone is aware of what this is going to entail. No amendments. There's no application that's been filed. Because there's no application on file, we're not going to take a vote tonight. We're not going to make any recommendation to the trustees. Instead, this is an opportunity for a potential applicant to present the plan to us. They're going to tell us what they want to do. They're going to ask us if we have any comments. And then after we've heard the presentation, we have, as a board will tell them any concerns that we have that we want to make sure that they address in time of the application so that when we do have a public hearing, it's as efficient as possible. The first filing conference is going to be for the property at 615 Lathrop, owned by the tennis club. Before we start that, I need to make a record that I'm a member of the River Forest Tennis Club. I'm not an officer or director of the River Forest Tennis Club. My category of membership does not permit me to vote at any of the members' meetings of the tennis club. I believe that I can conduct, as the chairman of this committee, I can conduct a fair and impartial hearing for this filing conference. Yes. I believe that you can participate in a fair and impartial of this. You also want to join us? All right, so is there anything else, council, that we should put onto the record?
No, all members of the board that are also members of the tennis club have confirmed that they can render a fair and partial opinion in this matter. So that cures any potential common law conflict of interest. Okay.
So, Mr. Zinni, you're someone from the tennis club. If you want to make your presentation, this is the...
Wonderful. I will start us off. Thank you, Chairman Martin, and thank you to the entire Development Review Board for your time this evening. My name is Maggie Kelly, and I am from the River Forest Tennis Club's Planning Committee. Along with me tonight, I have in attendance committee members Dan Foley, Peter Donahue, and Mark Zinni. We are very excited to be with you tonight and appreciate the opportunity to share our plans for the RFTC exterior beautification project. We also appreciate your time and we hope that you find this meeting informative. We will first start with asking Peter Donahue to introduce the project and provide a brief overview for you. Following Peter, our project architect, Mark Zinni, will walk us through a PowerPoint presentation of all the project details. Then, of course, after that, we're happy to entertain any comments or questions from the board. So with that, why don't we jump right in and start off with Peter Donahue to provide a project summary. Thank you. Peter?
board, as Maggie said, very briefly, start by saying what this project is. Parking. Really, all we're doing is in two areas trying to be one by taking down a that, I'm going to turn it over to Mark. I'm going to stand.
Maggie is driving the presentation.
Okay.
She's got the hang of it.
Also a member at the tennis court. So very quickly, the first slide that you see for our exterior beautification project shows the tennis club with a famous kind of green center space we have on the left, which is in the middle of the club. And then on the right side is an aerial view of the tennis club. The building that runs along Lathrop is near the top. That's the building right there. And are the two on the side, and then there's some. Majority of our work, actually all of our work, is going to be on the Lathrop Street. Majority of it's going to be at the northwest corner and at the southwest corner. So if we go to the second slide, Maggie, it'd be good. This drawings, and they're situated the same way with Lathrop being left side is the existing structure left, and then you could see outside or the left side, there's dumpsters, there's an old storage area, there's a dilapidated. Right side or the northwest corner, there's two pickle courts that are existing. Backboard that we use practicing tennis. On the right side, it kind of shows what we're proposing. And the majority of this work is at those two, starting on the north side, the northwest side. We're going to keep the two pickle courts there, but we're going to try to introduce some bike racks because we're trying to promote biking, planting areas. And for sustainability up the sitting area. And also another thing that's real important, we're going to have gates that are going to be located, pedestrian gates, right, pointed on the north and south. So if we go to the south side now, what we're going to do is take that backboard area, and it's not being used on both sides, so we're going to move that to the south right over there. That area, and we're going to blow this up a little bit, and then that backboard, we're going to have a fence that's going to surround a garbage dumpster area. So if we could quickly go to the next slide, we have an arched view of the gates. These are two slides. The one on the left is the existing pedestrian gateway coming into the facility, and the one on the right is the proposed. So what we're trying to do on the proposed is quite simple, is make a little bit more of a statement consistent style of entry. Piers are matching the entry piers that we have already on the Lathrop Street side. So there'll be some bronze medallions. We're going to have two lights on the top, two fixtures. And I could get another. And there'll be a steel gate that's going to have a new lever, ADA, to make it a little bit more. The thing we're trying to do with these gates is to make it wider, because we're going to encourage people to ride bikes, encourage people to walk, and we're trying to make it a safer, more accessible entry. So as you get through these gates, you can kind of see, right now there's just kind of a large pavement area on the left. We're going to try to introduce some planting areas over there. And then the right closer to Peter, we're going to introduce some white frats. We're going to remove the backboard, the concrete backboard that's there right now. That's approximately 30 feet. We're going to create a new backboard on the south side, and I'll show you where. And we're going to try to just keep the pickle courts, the two pickle courts in that. Go to the next slide, Maggie. I could detail of the gate. That's the entry gate. It picks up on the front gate, both here. The detail. See, it's about 5 foot six wide, 5 feet wide, where the existing clearance. We're going to introduce a lever that's to make it actually more ADA compliant, but really our focus beside ADA is accessibility, because we want to be able to have somebody to be able to walk there. Realize we're trying to encourage bike riders, so instead of walking a bike or walking past, you get. Then also for some safety, we're going to introduce some low level, what they're called step lights at the bottom of the piers, just to throw some light just around the. Next slide, please. There is an enlargement of that. You could just see that when you're coming to that gate off the north side, there's the green spaces. There's going to be a bike rack area that's going to be contained with green side of that and the south side. And then you could see, and we're going to do a little low height chain link. That. And then that's going to be asphalt paved area that's existing asphalt. We're going to repave it, but we're not creating any more paved area. And then just to the south of that, we have a large planting area we're going to have and heating there. And that area we plan on doing in what's called aged concrete. It's a concrete that we've used a lot in the tennis club. It has a very kind of special granular, and we sand it down. We get this beautiful look. We're going to use that to be keep it work. Nature of the structure. It's going to have a quick rendering. Like, Peggy, can you get to the next slide, or did you freeze? There we go. That's a quick view of it. On the left is the existing. On the right is the proposed entry to our kind of the most used entry point. We're trying to reduce this planting area. It's going to be mostly perennials and annuals. Of water, rainwater, just to the left of that's going to be the bike racks. Right, you could see this outdoor there, and then we're showing kind of. Next slide, please. This is a view now as we're kind of coming to the entry of the tennis club and looking to the north where we just came from. Right now, the building has asphalt paving that butts up right next to the building. Our goal is to cut about an 18-inch trench and put landscaping in that area. That's hopefully will help the visual of it, and obviously will help some of. Next slide. Now, this is the southwest development area. We're going to relocate the backboard, and actually not relocate. We're going to build. Backboard. It's going to be a high density plastic fiberglass that's sound deadening. It's got a slight curve to it, and it won't be as large as the other backboard, but it creates a more true bounce apparently. That backboard is going to be located right where Peter's showing, right in there. We're going to create just half of that court size. And that backboard is going to help screen these dumpsters that we have right now. And then we're going to recreate a wood fence with horizontal cedar fence that picks up on the building. There was a fence there at one time, but it's fallen down. Also a little storage shed. Getting rid of that storage shed, and we're building an enclosure for all the dumpsters. Next slide is going to show a view. If you could go to that, Meg, of that from the parking lot. You could see on the left side, right where Peter's standing, there's a nice bright red dumpster. There's a broken down shed, and then there's a fence that's here, and then the right view shows what that will look like. We're going to have a larger fence. We're going to have the backboard that comes up, actually comes up about 10 feet. That's the same height as the fence that surrounds the tennis courts. It's also the same height as the existing. We're making that width not quite as wide, please. This is an important slide for us. Tennis club, we're kind of proud of our green space. We're very proud of our permeability. And on the right side, it kind of shows a little bit of a balancing act. With all the work we're doing right now, we're actually reducing our permeable area by about 60 square feet. And that's kind of a quick takeoff of that. But another thing I always like to back up and kind of brag about the tennis club, when you realize if you took our whole property, the percentage of building we have to property is about 13%. You got to realize in something that's zoned for this zoning, we could go up to 50% of our property coverage building alone. Our building and our paved area is still less than what would be permitted this building alone. So we're way below what is permitted. And we're very proud of that. That's why we're trying to make sure we reduce our permeable.
I think you're talking about reduce.
Impermeable. Sorry. Thank you, Peter. We brought you there. We're reducing our, and we're going to increase our absorption. Next slide, I think that's going to be the end of it. And if you want to go back maybe to the entry gate, Maggie, just for a little sort of conversation. So we like to think it's a win-win. Very obviously proud of the club. We're proud of its historic history. Serve that and enhance that.
I just had two quick questions. I love it. I think this is a beautiful, great idea. Notice you don't, you mentioned you don't reduce parking. I think you must have like moved a space, or I'm maybe miscounting. Did we move a space somewhere?
That's a real good point, you know, and I didn't drill that down, but there's two spaces. There was an area that we had just on the south. Maybe if you go to the next slide, I think I'll be able to show it. Sorry, the other direction. First slide, yeah. So if you look at that, Peter, can you, there was a loading area that we're no longer using. Our kitchen has not really produced the food that it used to, most of the food brought in. So we're putting spaces right there that weren't there before. But we're not reducing our parking.
The recommendation to waive some of these studies or analyses, any concern any of these being waived?
And I apologize, I'm an architect, not an attorney, so maybe I shouldn't have asked for waivers on all those. In my mind, they're not applicable. I have a hard time saying that word. So like to waive the traffic study because actually we're trying to reduce our vehicle traffic, bike traffic, part of this whole scheme. The other ones, environmental impact on the schools, impact on utilities. And so I guess that would just be not applicable. Am I? Yes, yes, thank okay. you.
Other comments?
I would just make a comment that I would suggest that you provide a landscape plan.
Sure.
You specify all the species that you're using. On the west side of the building where you're cutting, you said about 18 inches, is that right, from the building? That narrow, it's a pretty small planting area.
Right.
Just like to know what it is you're going to plant there and it's actually going to do well there as opposed to just off and then being beside it. If there's any opportunity to get some shade, that would be wonderful too. that sitting area.
Just to be clear,
Absolutely. I'm just saying it's a great opportunity. Yeah, add some shade.
Have you considered the impact that the construction of those planting areas along the west side of the building might have on the ease to in and out of the parking lot?
So, David had mentioned about the plant. We were thinking it was going to be more grasses, wild, you know, prairie-style grasses. Whole level. The whole idea was actually the vehicle run essentially to edge and actually should in
prairie grass. Yeah. Also, something I've learned just being on the sport is that having diversity in the type of plants that you have gives you a better shot of it succeeding. So if it dies off, you don't lose everything.
Right. So that's why we were thinking kind of a mix of
all right. Any other questions? Anything else you want to tell us, Maggie or Mark?
I do not have anything more. Thank you, everybody.
All right, so we ought to have a motion to waive the necessity to have the traffic study as part of this application. All right, any discussion on the request to waive the professional traffic study?
Traffic study, environmental impact. We waive all those at once.
I think they've withdrawn everything.
Okay.
Except for the traffic study. Is that correct?
That is correct.
I'm assuming I could say
the application requirement is an environmental impact to the extent required by law. So if you make the statement that it's not required by law, then you, and if it in fact is not required by law, then you.
Why don't you let us vote on the traffic study? There's a motion before the board to waive the requirement for a professional. Ready to vote?
Member Crosby?
Yes.
Mackey?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
And Martin?
Yes. All right, then you've also asked on this list to waive the application requirement for the economic analysis. I think that section of the code has two or three parts to it. One part that I know we're always interested in is the financial capability of the applicant to complete the work. You don't want to be in a situation where we've given you the opportunity to go ahead with a project and then to find after 6 months you don't have the money to complete it. Request that we waive that part of that section that deals with the economic viability and the analysis summarizing the impact on the village. We could entertain that, but you're not going to get waived the financial capability to complete the project. we're interested in. So that included in your application. Want us to consider a waiver of the other two components of that application?
Yes, Mr.
Chairman. Problems with that? Motion to waive application of E and C under standards or application requirements 13.
Move to waive B and C under application requirement number 13.
Discussion. Call the roll, please.
Davis? Mackey?
Yes.
Mr. Crosby?
Yes.
All right. Is there anybody in the audience that wants to have any comment on this particular pre-filing matter? There being no one there, then we thank you for coming this evening. And whenever you file your application, you know, then we'll discuss able to have a hearing before the board.
Good. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
All right. The next matter that we're going to hear this evening is similarly a pre-filing application, and this is from the Park District. Heard everything we said before, right? So we want to know what the project is, and then you can hear any concerns that we might have.
We're going to be talking about tonight development work on. The project centers around state, but they're not. Other item was, since we're going to not right now, but in the future.
Excuse me, may I interrupt from the audience? Margie Secondor on Zoom. I cannot hear the recording. The microphone is not working. It's intermittent and not at all. Thank you.
You have to use the handheld microphone that's in front of you. Thank you, Margie.
Okay, can you hear me? Okay, so in front of you is the existing site plan of Keystone Park, the area we're looking at. So the yellow boxes are the tennis court areas. The northern box, or the top one, is three tennis courts. The lower yellow box is two tennis courts. And then you see that little yellow blip above the two tennis courts. That's part of the hitting wall from those south courts. Above that is the orange. That orange box is currently four batting cages. They're lighted batting cages used by Park District and our youth sports group. Go ahead, Lisa. You can. Oh, well, in the southern courts, we also right now have two basketball rims set up. We use those currently right now for Park District programming, minor use right now. They are not open to the public at this time. So as we were looking to create a more efficient use of the space, you can see now the new design we've created with it. The five lighted tennis courts now have been reoriented. One of the southern ones was moved up. So we have a bank of four courts, and then below that is a single tennis court. We're also going to do a lineup for pickleball. It's one of the fastest growing activities right now we're going on in the community. The batting cages have been divided between two locations. So down on Central Avenue, you have two batting cages down there. Those are permanent cages, concrete base, chain link, netting. The northern one that you see is a temporary facility. It'll just be nets hanging, and that will only be up during the baseball season, so mid-April to July, 4th of July. And then at the bottom, so the tennis wall that we have, we're going to recycle the material on that. The wall's coming down. Those will put up two independent tennis walls on the south court. On the east side on the fence, they'll be attached to the fence. You can kind of see the notch, or if you have your plans, you can see it. So we'll be reusing the material we have, recycling the material there. And then that blue area at the bottom, we are going to create, we're moving the basketball, two basketball hoops out into an independent area. It'll be unlit. It'll not be fenced either. At this point, we're going to open it up for the residents to for open play. We did position both hoops next to each other, so it's not a game, it's not a game court. It's just a shooting court. The lining, one has a three-point arc on it. The other one's just going to be. So our goal really is for children and the youth of the community would be taking advantage of that. The other thing that we had to deal with in this project, with everything we do now with any of our parks, anytime we touch something, there's stormwater issues. So to the north, you can see that the area that would be a detention pond. We'll be having a stormwater system going through that whole site, discharging there, and then it'll be going out to Lake Street from there. All being worked with right now with the MWRD and the village engineer. So we will have still sidewalks going through the site that we'll be putting in. The path lights that we currently have, we will be recycling as part of the project too. So right now there's 8 path lights out there. There'll be 8 path lights project. Then the other note on the tennis court lights, we will have new LED lights. We currently have 8 metal halide light systems out there. The new one will have 5, and you can kind of see where they're located. Those will all be LED. Obviously, the new sports system, much more efficient, less glare, or less spillage in that. The last thing, the board is still discussing the southern court, if we're going to light it or not. We're doing the public meeting or the neighbor meeting in the first. We're also have already posted for the community. We want feedback on lighting that 5th court. Altered purposes at this point, it's in as we're going through this process, how it comes out. Yeah. So just, you know, this project is essentially just recycling we already have there. We're really not adding any facilities. We're really not adding any uses. We are adding pickleball, but it's on an existing court. So while there could be more pickleball players, there's going to be less tennis players because still the court is the court. The basketball use, we are making the assumption right now that because it's kids, it'll be we're getting from residents who've been requesting basketball. So we also have a waiver for
traffic study.
Traffic. And can we add, like they did, the economic or the economic favor on too. Sure.
Anything else you want to tell us about this project?
No. So, well, just so you know, it is scheduled for the summer, and we are going through a bidding process right now. Be arrogant or anything, we just want to make sure we capture the best bidding prices right now. Everything's skyrocketing, and we want to lock in. So the mid-July start date at this point.
Stormwater retention area that is on the north side, is what is just the area that you're talking, that you show on the map here, or are the baseball fields going to tie into that as well?
Let me, I'll show you, okay?
Okay.
And make it easy. There's two lines that are going to be going into this, okay? The first one starts here and comes straight up. Second one comes around on the east side. Those will feed into a line that's already here.
Mm-hmm.
That's this, and there's a reducer there. So that's what the detention's for at that point.
Not for the entire area, meaning the baseball field.
No, so the baseball field is synthetic. You know,
right.
That's synthetic.
But the other baseball field is even farther away.
Right.
It's not feeding into this.
Okay. And the synthetic field obviously has a large detention system underneath it right now.
Right. Okay.
Ask a question about the stormwater retention system. Well, what's driving that requirement? Is that a new requirement from the water reclamation district?
Right. So we're following water reclamation, or the engineers are following guidelines. So the last one. So when we did the synthetic field, nobody could get on the same page to get all the stormwater. We were going to try to do it all at once because we knew at that point after that there was other detention guideline coming out. Guideline had a significant impact.
Looks like we kind of.
Right. So what it would be is there's it's like a 3-foot detention area. We will be planting that with perennials. We're mowing the slopes, but mowing the planting perennial.
Up the
right
grade, you're going to be going down 3 feet.
I mean, it's designed for a 100-year flood. If we have a heavy storm, the engineers told me if we have a heavy storm, which we do have here and there, if you remember what the girls or the baseball field used to look like, you get like the water, and that's basically would hold, and then it would probably dissipate and.
Has the engineer looked at having that area filled with gravel and then you can plant on top of it so it's still kind of a usable park space?
So we did look at that, but the site isn't big enough to put that type of system in. We would need to put in a second system somewhere further down in the park. It had a huge impact on landscaping and everything else. I mean, we've had to be bringing something around the north side of that ball field. It had another impact on itself.
If I can ask a couple questions, please. Am I looking at the pictures correctly? In that retention area, are all the trees going to be removed? Is that the idea?
Right, because okay. It's being excavated. So we work with the library. You know, you just did the project there. We would be doing the same thing. Anything we take out caliber-wise, we'll replace in the park. If it doesn't fit in the park, we'll put it in another park. So even down by the batting cage down by Central Avenue. We've already lost half those trees. Since the engineer's done this, we've lost a number of trees over there. So,
just out of curiosity, South Court, how are we? Is there a fence between two courts all the way to
yes.
the right?
There yes. So that South Court would be completely enclosed.
Enclosed, okay.
Two gates coming in and out at the corners.
And the space you guys are leaving for the paddle courts potentially for the future, that will be part of the application, that strip of land will be designated for the paddle courts?
That would be the plan. So that's not part of this application. However, the storm water in moved that far.
I don't understand. In your here it says you're designating part of it for the future for paddle court. Is that not the case, or am I misreading?
Yes. No. The space is being dedicated for, reserved for, two future paddleball courts. Correct. But that's not part of this application. We're obviously not.
I understand that, yeah.
But as we did the engineering, knowing what could be the future, we designed the stormwater system with MWRAD to account for that so we don't have to go through that whole process again.
Park District has been here several times. village of the lighting on the need to make sure that and you know.
Pardon me, Chairman Martin, I'm not able to hear anything. It's not going into the recording. Thank you.
All right, I spoke about previous applications that we've considered for this property. And the fact that there's always been concern from neighbors about the lighting. So consider that in your application. You should, you know, you're not going to give us an answer tonight about what you're going to do, but, you know, we want to make sure that you take whatever steps are necessary to minimize the spillage of the lighting away from the
And we're aware of that, and the engineers are aware of that. So I don't want to speak to what it's going to look like yet because I'm not an expert on that. That is in our minds. You're going to see a much more downward direct light. So the lights we have out there are not that tall. Tennis court lights are right now. So, and as a result, you get much more spillage because they're pointing new system.
That's fine. I don't know what the solution is. I just want to make sure that you address it. And
right.
You may have neighborhood meeting. You may have questions about that.
Right. And so for at the neighborhood meeting, we will have the photo metrics on.
I had a concern kind of on the opposite end of the spectrum, which I know you guys heard at the village board on Monday night, but why would the basketball court not be lit? And also, would it be possible, because the paddle court is right beside it at night, why the basketball court wouldn't be lit? And would it be possible to make the basketball court big enough for a full out, expanding the footprint? I don't know much about basketball.
Yeah, there's really not enough room to put in. I mean, in a tiny top, but putting in basketball courts in general in the city of Chicago. Our goal is not to have it being used at 9. Not probably going to be the best aerial.
Are the paddle courts lit, Tal?
No court lights are on until 11.
So why would basketball? I talked to Oak Park this one of their courts.
Right, they do that now, but for a long time it was supervised. So this is one of these we'll step into it as we go along. We'll start them open, but yeah, our intent was not to light those.
And treatment.
Comments?
Yeah, how is this impacting the green space square footage overall? It looks like it'll remain about the same, but I couldn't.
Yeah, it's could be about a net zero as far as green space. So that north batting cage is now green where it was concrete. So that's a positive. The court, the five tennis courts actually take up less space than the courts now, because these courts are properly sized. The other ones were oversized at the ends and stuff. So we picked up there, but we're now adding a little bit for the basketball court. Yeah, we'll have those calculations when we go through the. Oh, hey, I'm sorry. You can go one more slide. I forgot we had another one. Just so you have an idea. So that's what the batting cage you have on the left is the batting cages at Priory. So that's what the two cages will look like at Keystone. And then the cage to the right is the net system that we'll be using over by the synthetic field. That one shows synthetic all on it. It would be a grass surface. And those nets would be down.
To ask another question, same one from the village board meeting on Monday night.
about the flagpole. Why would we not replace the flagpole? I looked at the cost. It seems like it's, you know,
well, we're looking.
We've
left an option, and we're going to put something up.
Okay.
It will be over by the scoreboard, the baseball scoreboard, which we think is the appropriate place. But we're looking into. Originally, it was going to be a flagpole. If we can attach it to the scoreboard used by the youth sports, if not, there was always a possibility it may have to be freestanding. We haven't gotten that far yet with the welders to figure that out. And we'll look at lighting it as an option.
Is there a reason why we would have it attached to the scoreboard instead of a pole? Is it we don't want to spend Park District resources?
Right. Well, again, it could be on a pole. We just identified a location for it. We're going to do it. We just haven't narrowed that down.
About the potential platform tennis courts being added, I'm sure you're both aware that Oak Park Country Club is going to expand their platform program, which may take pressure off of our platform program. We find that we don't need more that space in a different way.
Well, that's a nice thing. It is a nice space now that if there's other opportunities available now. I mean, this isn't necessarily guaranteed platform. Like you said, if it happens up there, that changes what we're doing, but that'll be a separate application, obviously.
I have one quick comment, and that is that retention area, something you should consider for a dog park, and that might be an ideal spot for it, considering the topography, and that really can't do much. Not a part of the scope. I'm not suggesting.
Could you give David the dog? Could you give David the dog park if you put that retention area underground at a level dog park or area to run around in?
Well, again, the problem with putting that underground is going to be a significant add-on cost, and would have disturbed pretty much everything along Lake Street. You put gravel in, that doesn't mean you've accounted for stormwater detention. You still have about half of that. Gravel itself fills up most of that, or whatever piping system, or whatever. So it would mean we have to re-engineer everything, and we know there's a significant cost. That was one of the reasons.
You actually lose park space or usable park space. Understand and acknowledge that it is going to be more, but saying you are going to lose some usable.
We understand that,
right?
Maybe you want to have some for us in the application or in the presentation. What the construct the retention area in a different manner might cost, and how that would affect your budget. Funds that you have available for the project. All right. Any other questions for the this? Did you want to address us this evening?
Yes, if I may, please. Is now the time?
Margie, give us 1 second. There's someone here in the room.
Yes.
And then we'll call on you.
Sorry.
Good evening, Chairman Martin and Commissioners. As you know, we currently have a majestic flagpole at Keystone. Executive Director Sutton said, we're recycling all of our programs. There is no flagpole in the proposed development plan. per the park district's a small flag might be flown atop one of the scoreboards if the youth baseball and softball leagues pay for it. They are not going to agree to that. Keystone is our premier park. Championship baseball, softball teams practice and play there. People of all ages play tennis and pickle. And we gather at Keystone to watch the conclusion of the Memorial Day parade and celebrate. It's a magnificent park. It should continue to prominently display our flag. Flags, as you know, are symbolisms of patriotism. In my mind, patriotism couldn't be more important than it is today. Think about what is happening right now in Ukraine. The entire world watching the Ukrainians fight for liberty. The entire world is standing with Ukrainians in public protests. Awe-inspiring. See people around the world wrapped in Ukrainian flags. And it brings tears to my eyes, hope to my heart, that the world believes in liberty. Country flags are important. Our flag is important. On behalf of patriotic citizens, I ask you strongly to encourage the Park District to reincorporate a flag. Flagpole, Old Glory, into their development plan. Thank you very much.
I missed your name. Could you just identify yourself for the record, please?
I am Mindy Creedy at 1452 Park Avenue.
Okay.
Thank you, Frank.
Margie?
Thank you. Chairman Martin, I had some comments mostly about the proposed or requested waiver of the traffic study, but I had also a few brief comments about the plan in general. Would you prefer that I restrict my comments to only the proposed waiver, requested waiver?
Oh, I think this is a good opportunity to hear anything that you would like to comment at this the pre-filing conference.
Thank you. Thank you to the DRB for the opportunity. The DRB, as stewards of the community, have been asked to review the Keystone East Park redesign and grant a waiver of the traffic study. Little information on the plan has been communicated to residents. The first release of the drawings was on February 24th. The Park Board minutes state its intent to fast-track review by concurrently going through the DRB process, applying for the village construction permit, and reviewing bids. Bidding was to open February 11th, 3 weeks ago. The project feels rushed. Rather than allowing residents full consideration for an $850,000 project, the drawings in the packet released to residents are illegible, unlabeled, and incomplete. Field use has increased after the synthetic surface was installed recently and on the softball field, and that field was converted to add baseball. There is bike, vehicle, bus, and foot traffic along Lake Street, especially during field, court, and playground activities by youth, families, and adults. Hosting events like Little League adds to the traffic and parking needs. There's a safety issue with the primary streets transversing the village. I live off Lake Street, four blocks from the park, and I can attest to the heavy traffic. The plan redesign is crowded, trying to shoehorn in four tennis courts into a space that has three tennis courts and a narrow batting cage. The plan leaves an open, unused space adjacent to the single court for two future platform courts planned for the following year for $500,000, which may never be built. The sidewalk adjacent to the softball field, now called the synthetic field, is crowded and too close for balls hurling over fences. The drainage swale is a safety hazard at a crowded entry to the park. And drainage issues were to have been fixed with the recent synthetic turf, and the issues have been going on since the park was built 20 years ago. The layout is inefficient by splitting up the batting cages, and it's inequitable by giving the girls' softball a temporary cage made of netting. Girls' softball is one of River Forest's highest performing sports, recently winning multiple state titles at high school and little league level. Girls notice. Mature trees and bushes are removed. I asked the DRB to take the steps for its full review to include a traffic study as well. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for those comments, and they will be part of the record, and I'm sure that the Park District will consider what you say when they finally prepare an application. Nobody else here that wishes to address us? Mike or Lynn, do you have anything else you want to say?
I need your
If there's something else we should be asking to waive beyond the traffic study, then you know, give us some guidance in terms of what that should be. I really don't know. Maybe Mike does. But.
All right. So, any other questions from the remember, this is just a pre-filing conference. We're looking to, for ideas. We want to give the Park District some thoughts or some ideas, you know, what we expect in the project when they finally complete their application. All right, so they've requested.
I do have questions based on Margie's comments. So why is the girls' softball cage?
So we work with baseball on this. So they have four cages right now. They don't need four cages year round. The netting that we have up there is typical that most places you go to. That would be the typical application. We do caging around the south one or with the concrete because that is off that's a high traffic area too. That's centrally located, so that's gonna be the heaviest used one between the two fields because it could be used by both the boys and the girls field. But the temporary netting is for most batting cages that you would find.
I'd also add that's not the girls' batting cage. That is batting cage number 3 and 4. There's no gender specificity to them whatsoever.
So I don't know a ton about sports, but does softball and baseball, do they have different types of batting cages, or can softball?
It's the same cage. And again, like Lynn said, I guess everyone's getting caught on this girls' and boys' field. It's a synthetic field now. The use you're seeing last year, and you'll see more of it this year, it's multi-use. We use it for all our adult programming, men and women. Right now, we got to get rid of that stereotype because that's an old term for an old use.
And on the traffic study point, do you not anticipate that traffic patterns will change based on, it looks like we have the same number of tennis courts?
We have the same number of facilities that we have right now. There is no change in any of the use that we have versus what is now and what we're proposing is still the same.
I think there'll be more people using the facility after the construction than there are currently.
Tennis player and the pickleball groups that play right now are now they're going to play the same. I don't see a new facility. Could you see an uptick from temporarily because it's new and shiny? Possibly, but demand is the same regardless.
I'll say this, if I can agree respectfully, it is to help with the application. One, you're going to have kids using the basketball courts very close to that street, so that's safety concern there. Two, I live on the south side here, and I think I probably am next to probably only two pickleball courts maybe in River Forest.
There's two pickleball over, well, they over at the Washington, but people
yeah, Washington,
do use people use these courts for pickleball too.
Okay, so I mean, when you guys lined the Washington Park, I mean, it's a hit. People play it all the time, so mm-hmm. I anticipate you're going to see much more traffic and just people here. You're adding the most popular sport right now, five more courts to that. So I think you're going to have a traffic issue. You definitely have, which is a good thing, a lot more people coming to the.
Right, but then on the other side, there's less people who'll be able to use tennis because it's still the same facility.
I think you're going to have more people come. I play tennis there too. I like those courts very much. I don't. They're open a lot. In the pickleball courts are always full. So I think it's, which is good. I just think you're going to have more people. In my opinion, nothing. Your opinion. That's all.
Okay, so we've got a request to waive the traffic study project. Anybody want to make a motion to do that? Okay, so you're not going to get the traffic study waived. There's also, we discussed the possibility of a waiver of application provisions 13 B and C, which provide for the evidence of the economic viability and the analysis on the most development's going to have on the village. We leave in place the requirement that that the park district demonstrates that it has the financial capability to complete the project. Is that another waiver request that you made? I want to make a motion to waive application requirements 13 B and C.
Sorry, could you repeat B and C?
B says evidence of the project's economic viability. C is an analysis summarizing the economic impact the proposed development will have upon the village. Those are generally for commercial or residential developments. That was the intent of those requirements.
So move to waive B and C.
For a second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Call the roll on the motion to waive application requirements 13 B and C.
Yes. Mr. Yanaki?
No.
Crosby?
Yes.
Davis?
Yes.
Martin?
Yes. Well, those two application requirements can be waived. All right. Thank you all for coming this evening. Remember, this is, you know, it's up to you now to complete an application and get it before us for a hearing. She's already had her chance. Done. That's all we got tonight. We have a motion to dismiss. Second.
Second.
All in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Thank
aye.
You for coming.
Thank you.
Gave the applicants some feedback on things that they.